I'll start off by saying expectations are a very tricky thing. Because when we expect something, we have a pretty solid idea of what we want. And that can be very limiting for ourselves because someone usually has something much bigger for us. And that's where my story starts. So many years ago, on our way to Bharti, we spent a few days in Bangalore with some friends. We stayed on the campus of the Whitefield Super Specialty Hospital. So that place is amazing, just like Bharti. The hospital is majestic, and everything about the campus is beautiful and peaceful. And every day we spend a lot of time outside, and one particular day we were sitting under some trees and listening to experiences of students' interaction with Swami. So you know how Swami stories are. It's always that Swami teaches such big lessons and such small gestures, and that was about to happen for me. So after this little time of satsang, we all decided to do some meditation or sit for some meditation time. So that's where the tricky part comes in. So I had some expectations because, you know, after all, I was there on Swami's campus, and like Bharti, that energy is just beautiful and it's palpable, and you know, your thoughts are fewer. And so I thought, so this meditation would be great if it would be something extraordinary, you know, something I'd never experienced before. So I had these grand ideas in my mind, and I'll save you guys from the stories of what I had sort of imagined for myself. So we sat there, and well, nothing like that happened. Nothing that I expected happened. So it was a bummer, but it was beautiful. I can't actually tell you how beautiful it was because I had an expectation. So I can't really, I didn't appreciate whatever it was, right? So anyway, we got up to go back, and when we got up, as we were walking away, in a flash, it wasn't a thought, it wasn't a feeling, it was just there. Two very simple sentences from Swami. And they were, in every moment there is love. Choose to be that love. So I'll say it again because we really appreciated it when we heard it a couple of times because it just is, in every moment there is love. Choose to be that love. So there immediately, Swami shattered that limited understanding I had or expectation I had of myself and what meditation meant. You know, that it's so much more. And really that the meaning, that lesson that I'm so grateful for continues to unfold every day and every moment because it's all about whether I choose or not. So I share this with all of you, and in gratitude I pray to Swami that He reminds us in every moment to choose love so that we can experience that love that He is and be in oneness with Him and truly understand what meditation is. Om Sadhana.
Remind me, my Lord, remind me, my Lord, remind me, my Lord.